Chapter 12 Combat Tactics for Victory. The globalists have already planned your future. They want your future to be one of sickness from their toxic chemicals, pharmaceutical drugs, and vaccines. They imagine a dystopian world of censorship, social credit scores, and digital currencies that they can hang over you like a sword of Damocles. Tiny homes, overcrowding, meatless meals, plugging the useless eaters into virtual reality, and giving you hallucinogenics so that you never complain about your political masters. The globalists are trying to bring down our modern world because our ideas of freedom, the innate value of every human being, and the ladder of opportunity that has lifted billions out of poverty have been so remarkably successful and durable. The globalists seek to blow up that ladder of opportunity, knowing if they can implement their ideas of scarcity, poverty, and governmental control, you will forget there ever was such a thing as freedom and opportunity. The globalists seek nothing less than to capture the entire world. This is a big deal. A scientific and managerial elite has sought to take control over the top levels of corporate and governmental systems, and has mostly succeeded. And now, they seek to take control over our individual lives, our information systems that allow us to have informed and respectful debates, and even our bodies through healthcare. All sorts of alternative technologies and medicines have been suppressed, and they're trying to get rid of the marketplace of ideas by plugging you into video games all day and giving you drugs. Surely, you can see glimpses of what they're doing to us? The evidence has been mounting for years. This is just the tip of the iceberg. However, our responses must balance both challenging and opposing their authoritarian ideas with promoting our own ideas of freedom. If we do this, it can result in unprecedented human progress and happiness. I am not seeking to create a false utopia, but a healthy political ecosystem in which the furnace of vigorous debate ensures that the best ideas rise to the top. I encourage you to push these authoritarians to explain why they don't believe that vigorous debate will lead to the best ideas being promoted. The thing they can't say out loud is that they think you're stupid. They hijack the intelligence, massage it, and believe you'll swallow their lies. We know that the answer to the globalist model of censorship and control is the free and open society that was envisioned by the great minds of the Enlightenment and the Renaissance. These ideas found full flower in the eventual creation of the United States and were fueled by the wisdom about human nature that was discerned by our founding fathers. We must also not be terrified by our current situation. We must understand there are cycles of history, just as there are cycles to the seasons, and that democracies will always descend into a period of decadence, corruption, tyranny, and collapse. But on the other side, if we stand up, we will witness a rebirth of freedom. The globalists have set up the Great Reset, but we have our own plans, the Great Renaissance. I recently heard an expression about the times in which we find ourselves, with which I strongly agree. It goes something along the lines of, bad times create strong men create good times create weak men create bad times. And the circle goes round. Now, I'd have to add that women should be part of that equation. But I think we're in the bad times period of our great republic. However, our current bad times are creating incredibly strong men and women, and we know what they have always done. As you may have realized in this book, I have strong opinions. However, the last thing I want you to do is unequivocally accept my opinions. More than anything, I believe in individual thought, not groupthink. Competition, free from corporate or governmental meddling, will always bring about the best result, and it lies in the collective power of fair debate. I believe it's also important to reclaim our personal relationships. The fabulous documentary by Mickey Willis, The Great Awakening, opened with talking about how the COVID response from the government seem to take a page from Mao's Cultural Revolution by isolating people from their friends and families, which will make people much more likely to turn to the government as their protector. When I pair what Mickey Willis covered about the strategies used by Mao in the Cultural Revolution, in the Great Awakening, with what I learned in the Mouse Utopia experiments, all I see is an attempt by the globalists to collapse our society. How else can one interpret the move by the globalists to herd us into high-density housing, to exhaust us by too much interaction with others due to high-density housing in cities, and to thus turn us into sexless hermits? We need human contact, but we also need the rejuvenating properties of nature, religion, and prayer, so that we maintain our connection to the spiritual realm and the divine source of all life. For myself, I know that I couldn't do what I do without God. It is contemplation of the infinite that gives you discernment into the greatness of creation, and that it's all real, the angels and the devils. It's a bit like the song by Bob Dylan, "You've Got to Serve Somebody." I agree with rock and roll legend Bob Dylan that no matter who you are, you're going to serve somebody, God or the devil. There really isn't any other choice. You may think you're just going to serve humanity, but eventually you're going to come up against your own mortality. And if you're looking at oblivion, the wiping away of all that you are, the decisions of wealthy individuals, like Peter Nygaard, to destroy the fetuses of his unborn children to harvest their stem cells for the purpose of prolonging his life and vitality, make a twisted sort of sense. If nothing ultimately matters, then everything is permitted, as long as it might benefit the individual. I have friends, good people, who seem to acknowledge this dilemma, and they'll say things like, "I don't believe in God, but I respect and admire the principles of Christianity. I also observe that Christian principles appear to have a positive effect on society, as well as in the lives of those who follow them." To me, that's like saying, "I live my life as if gravity matters, but I don't believe in the law of gravity." Everything one observes about a genuinely Christian life suggests that there is a benevolent order to the universe, which demands our acknowledgement of it. In order to move in a godly direction, we have to acknowledge there is a God. It's like at your traditional Thanksgiving table, when there's the kid table and the adult table. The globalists sit around and write books, have their conferences, and plan all of this terrible stuff for us. They're at the adult table. But so many adults in our society are content to sit at the kid table, where they're just talking about what's on Netflix, their favorite sports team, or the latest pop culture shiny object. We need to move to the adult table and talk about these things. Just the other day, I was reading one of the United Nations' own reports, where they said we need to cut energy consumption worldwide by at least 45% by 2030, and even more in the years beyond. If you cut energy consumption by 20%, it's going to kill at least 100 million people. If you cut it 50%, you're going to have a death toll in the billions. The point is realizing we're already in a crisis. Part of the Great Awakening is realizing that you can have an impact and make the world a better place. This isn't about liberals wanting more of your tax dollars to create a more generous social safety net, or conservatives wanting fewer taxes to unleash human creativity. This is about the globalists wanting to blow up our entire system and force us into the designs of their highly restrictive system. What I'm trying to tell people is that the decision has already been made that you're obsolete. It's not a question of whether you are a useless eater. In their eyes, you are. That's why during the COVID lockdowns, they declared some people to be non-essential. They want to get you used to that programming. but I am telling people that they are essential, despite what the globalists are trying to convince you. I am a human supremacist because I believe humans can collectively make the Earth better and that we all have value. The social engineers want you to believe we're inherently, irredeemably evil and can't be improved. They want us to turn off our divine life force and roll over and die. The Great Awakening is about saying no to these lies and declaring we were built by an amazing creator. Humans can create beautiful architecture, music, culture, and scientific wonders. When we seek to create in accordance with the divine, we create things that renew that sense of awe and reverence in us and reflect a grandeur in spirit, like the great cathedrals of Europe do in stone. It is in going back to that source that we're going to find the empowerment and enlightenment that will lead us out of our current dark age. The globalists have decided we're fallen, ugly, and doomed as a species, and that lies and corruption are the way to go. Yes, they will try to organize their evil and lies into an empire of wickedness. We must reject their empire and realize that every great city in which they take control collapses. Every country in which they come into power begins to fall apart. In their wake come only human trafficking, wars, poison chemicals, GMO abominations, and a tyranny of mad scientists intent on changing the very source code of life. We must emancipate ourselves spiritually, physically, and financially from their systems of control. These globalist technocrats have projected their own self-hatred onto us, and we must reject it. We must say we understand we are imperfect and fallen creatures, but through God, we can individually and collectively be made whole. We are definitely not going to be made better and sanctified and purified by their new state religion of climate change and authoritarianism and their leftist New World Order garbage. They have abandoned God, and, as Bob Dylan says so well, that only leaves one other powerful entity to serve, the devil. I care about the individual countries of the world and the different cultures, because I understand they're all part of the rich tapestry God has created for our delight and enjoyment. However, in what I see of the final equation, we're being taught that transhumanism is already here. We're a failed species, and only the scientists can save us. I pray we come together in solidarity, a new union of individuals of every race, color, and creed that share the values of a pro-human future and celebrate what we are and what it means to be a human being. They want us turned around, scrambled in our thinking, and confused. They want us to accept the human and animal cloning and the babies with the DNA of three people as part of their mad scientist revolution. They want to take control, steal the future, and proclaim the end of history. They're trying to cut us off from the vigor and vibrancy of free and open societies because they understand their system of governmental and corporate tyranny just can't compete. They want a total tyranny over your speech, your movement, even your body. A nightmare dystopia wrapped in a modern woke liberal ideology, and we must reject it with every part of our soul. There are many who have fallen victim to this scientific death cult, and we must do our best to wake them up. We need better leaders in our political movements, the strong, smart, and pure, that can attract even those who have fallen into darkness and create a new golden age. I hope more and more people say no to their scientific death cult. Humanity has not come to its end. Our glorious history remains to be written. There can be a rebirth of wonderment, exploration, rugged individualism, and creativity. As Thomas Jefferson wrote about in his time, I say in our own, that this will be the animating contest of liberty. We can break out of this decadent cycle of collapse and tyranny and replace it with the golden age of all golden ages. As an example of things starting to go our way, I must thank GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy for calling on Elon Musk in late July 2023 to unban me from X Twitter. It seems to me the globalists have exhausted all their ammunition, and the only thing left to do is retreat from our brave army of patriots. I believe we are on the verge of an incredible renaissance, in which we will spread out into the stars and become a civilization worthy of the name. How exciting it is to live in such times. Humanity has been like a caterpillar entering its cocoon, not able to imagine the next stage of its evolution. And then, when all around constricts and seems lost, it bursts forth from that cocoon as a beautiful butterfly. We may be dazed at first, trying to let our wings fully dry, but we will have the power to launch ourselves into the greatest adventure of human history. I hope we can join together in this journey.